USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Umberto is bringing rain to parts of the Bahamas that were recently pummeled by Hurricane Dorian. Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
This storm is getting better organized and strengthening. The good news is it's beginning to move away from the Bahamas, but we think it will likely be a hurricane fairly soon.
Parts of the northwestern Bahamas are expected to face tropical storm force winds and heavy rain. Multiple rebel drone strikes on crucial Saudi Arabian oil facilities have disrupted half of the kingdom's supply. President Trump spoke with the Saudi crown prince on the phone. According to a statement from the White House, the U.S. strongly condemns the attack on critical energy infrastructure, violent actions against civilian areas, and infrastructure vital to the global economy. It says the government is monitoring the situation and remains committed to ensuring global oil markets are stable and well supplied. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Eddie Money has lost his battle with cancer. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Born Edward Joseph Mahoney in Brooklyn, his grandfather, father, and brother were NYPD cops. Money himself was an officer trainee for a year, but music came calling and he moved to California. After backing other artists for years, he became a hit with charting songs in the late 70s through the 80s like Take Me Home Tonight to Baby Hold On to this one. I've got Earlier this year, Money disclosed he was battling stage 4 esophageal cancer. He lost his battle early Friday. Eddie Money was 70. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The China State News Agency has announced American soybeans and pork will be exempt from punitive tariffs. The development comes after concessions previously announced by President Trump on Chinese imports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's being called a heat blob, which is an extreme heat wave in Southern California. KCBS TV reporter Stacy Butler has been talking with the CEO of the Pacific Marine Mammal Center about what it means for sea life.
And worst fears, not in 2015.
Peter Chang says that's the year the marine heat wave killed the small fish that sea lions and seals feed on, causing hundreds of pups to wash ashore emaciated near death. The center was only able to rescue and try to rehabilitate about 600 pups, likely hundreds more died.
We usually average around 200 to 250 animals a year, so that blob was devastating.
They were so packed with six sea lions and seals, they had to triage the mammals in Huntington Beach and leave many behind.
The CDC has an updated number of people with lung disease from vaping. John Clemens reports.
That number is 380 confirmed cases of lung disease from the outbreak across the country. The CDC also reports a total of six people have died in six different states, California, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, and from Oregon. A multi-state investigation is underway with a task force from the Council for State and Territorial Epidemiologists that have the duty now of a mandate of surveillance of all suspected cases of lung disease from e-cigarette product use or vaping. Patients suffer from respiratory distress syndrome when fluids build up in the lungs before being hospitalized.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.